Six Nations Public Works will be expanding the water main at Cayuga Road between Third Line Road and Fourth Line Road. The announcement was made during the April 24th political liaison meeting for Six Nations Elected Council. Six Nations Director of Public Works, Michael Montour, stated that the project was publicly tendered and Public Works were seeking approval from Six Nations Elected Council to award the contract to the project to Avertex Utilities that is valued at over $1.7 million. Six Nations Elected Council approved the contract for the project during the April 24th meeting. Montour then detailed the work that will take place and says that the next phase of the project will be the third location to be addressed in the Six Nations community as part of the water main expansion strategy.
So we had applied last year for funding from the Six Nations Economic Development Trust Fund. We applied for $1.6 million to extend the water main on Cougar Road between 3rd and 4th line. Just to give you some context as to how this was decided. So we had a design done, and that design looked at the gaps in our water line north of 3rd line, between 3rd and 6th, and Mohawk and Cuga. So they put these through a different criteria to rank them from a technical standpoint. So they took number of connections was a factor, water quality, so does this section complete a loop? Do our guys got to go down and flush it regularly? Servicing an area without overburden, so for the groundwater and the length of water main and the cost. So the first two priorities have been completed, so that's Tuscarora and Onondaga Road, both between 4th and 5th line, and now we are on this is our third priority, Cougar Road between 4th.
Montour stated that there is a shortfall in funds for the project. However, Six Nations Public Works does have contingency plans in place to offset the outstanding amount.
Within this, there is a bit of a shortfall in funds. So I think the total cost is roughly $1.9 million. We have $1.6 million. However, we do have contingencies built within our O&M budgets to kind of offset this. And also, we do look to different funding throughout the year to really offset this cost. So I've been here for 11 years now, and we've become very adept at finding these pots of money and figuring these things out.
Six Nations Public Works says the expansion project will take place later this summer.